Shalom Aleichem, a very good morning to you. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Nedarim Pei Aleph, Nedarim 81a, pagination is 161. We'll start from the end of a line, about six lines down, where the Gemara gives us some guidance and perspective regarding Torah scholarship. Hizaru Bivnei Aniyim. Be careful with the children of poor people. Shemehem teitzei Torah, because from them will emerge Torah. The Ran tells us, number one, she'en lohem esek acher, because they don't have other endeavors. So, number one, they don't have distractions. And number two, they pour themselves diligently into Torah study in order to succeed. And also because they are humble. And those are ingredients that are a perfect formula for success in Torah. The Gemara continues and says, why do you find a phenomena that Talmidei Chachamim do not produce Talmidei Chachamim in their children? And the question, of course, is what the Gemara means by that. The Ran learns literally, Sha'al Rov Einon B'nei Torah, that often the children of Talmidei Chachamim are not as great. One might also learn, perhaps, that it's a matter of perception, that it doesn't seem that the children of Talmidei Chachamim are as great as one would expect, raised in their home of their father, resting on their shoulders, so to speak. You would expect them to be even greater. But in any case, this is the Gemara's question. Even lighter way of learning this would be that sometimes you find the children are shadowed by their father, even though they are very great. A classic example of this is Rabbeinu Avraham ben Harambam, who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham in his own right, but saw himself more as finishing up the work of his father, the Rambam, than his own greatness, because his father eclipsed him, so to speak. But if we learn like the Ran, it's quite literal that majority, Rov, they're not B'nai Torah. They're not as great as you would expect. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Shalo yomru Torah Yerusha Hilohem, so that people should not say that Torah is an inheritance to the children of Talmidei Chachamim. It doesn't work like that. Mishnah in Avos, Eina Yerusha Lach. It's not an inheritance in that you could just sit back and expect it to flow to the next generation. The children have to work for it. In the words of the Ran, Lo yilmidu Torah, because if this perception that the children of Talmidei Chachamim do not have it coming to them, if that perception didn't exist, Somchem sheyirushei lohem, the children of Talmidei Chachamim would have the impression that it's a Yerusha and they would not work for it. Alternatively, the comment of Taisvis over here is that people of the street would say it's a Yerusha to the Talmidei Chachamim and their children, ve'einonu zekukim lelomda, and we don't have to learn it and we can't learn it and it's not coming to us, and therefore there's a perception out there that the children of Talmidei Chachamim do not have a monopoly on Torah, to ensure, number one, that they learn well, and number two, that others will also give it their best shot. Rav Sheshes Bereid Ravidi Omer, Rav Sheshes Bereid Ravidi says that the reason that the children of Talmidei Chachamim are not so great is Kidei Shelo Yisgadru Al Hatzibur, so that they should not become haughty over the public. If they had a guaranteed legacy, a dynasty of Torah leadership, then they wouldn't shepherd the people properly, and they wouldn't be there with the perception of serving the people, dedicated to the people. There's a nice mashal that I like to give. Lots of people, as they're growing up, the children, they want to be a fireman. Why a fireman? So presumably it's because they see the lights and they hear the siren and they see how everybody gets out of the way of the fireman. So the fireman must be someone very important. Little do they realize that the reason we're getting out of the way of the fireman is because of that hapless individual who's stuck in a burning building. And the fireman's going to go save them. Who is really important in this scenario? It's the injured person, the person in danger. But as a result, the kavod, the honor, goes to the fireman. And that's really what we're looking for over here on a level that the Talmidei Chachamim should understand that they derive their greatness, at least on one level, from the people that they represent. This was told to Moshe on one occasion. It has to be counterbalanced by the awareness that the Talmud Chacham has acquired Torah, and for that he deserves the respect. But on one level, we have to make sure that the leader understands that the tribute that's being paid to him is really on behalf of the people he represents. And that's apparently accomplished by not having it a done deal that their children take their place. Marzutra says because they actually act improperly with strength over the tzibur, and that is on one level held against them. Ravashi says because they look down on people. They refer to people as donkeys. It doesn't mean literally they refer to people, you're a donkey. But as the Mefarshim describe, a chamor is chomrios, is physicality. And they look down at people and they think of them as lesser in greatness because they're so physical and he has ascended to great spiritual heights. And they look down on people. There's a fascinating analogy that's brought in Rabbi Feuer's commentary to Igeres HaRamban. He says a story of a person who was a great scholar, a very great person, who used to walk every day in front of a simple person. And the simple person would stand up with reverence and would think to himself, how special that we have such great people in our nation. And the presumably great person would look down at this simple person and think low of him. And as the story goes, when they get to heaven, so every act of haughtiness that this great person had towards the simple person is held against him. And every act of tribute that the simple person had to the person that he felt was a great person was held in his favor, and the result was that the simple person was considered greater. Ravina says, She'ei mevorchim batorah tchila. The reason that there's a problem in the family of the Talmud Chacham is because they don't say Birchas HaTorah properly. And this, presumably, why would that be found specifically by Talmidei Chachamim? Presumably it's because they become so at home with Torah that they forget that it's a treasure and they don't accord it the proper reverence. And as a result of their not respecting it properly, they don't recite Birchas HaTorah, the blessing on the Torah, recognizing not just that Torah is something beautiful and not just that it's going to teach us how to act, but that intrinsically learning Torah is a mitzvah and requires a Birchas HaMitzvos and a Birchas HaShevach, a bracha of the mitzvah and a bracha of praise before studying it. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.